good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Wherever you are in the world, I would like to welcome you to the Be Intentional album. Just call me Juice. I'll be your narrator, orchestrator, demonstrator, educator, articulator, instrumentalist, vocalist, MC. Yeah, pretty much. But enough about me. I have a homie of mine, and I felt it on my heart that he should enlighten you a little bit about what it is to be from New Orleans. Talk to the people, Flim.
To the hurricanes, to the porch hangs, to the cypress trees, the Spanish moss, the shotguns. To the hot boys and to the hot girls. New Orleans, I love you. Those sticky humid summers, my cousins. The wet winters, my brothers. The clunking rain and chattering cicadas are my sisters. New Orleans, I love you. My teeth crashed into icebergs with and without fruit at the bottom or top, depending on how you flip it. New Orleans, I love you. Everything you love about New Orleans is because of Black people. We keep on, we press on, we still hope. Holding firm to our homes, our places, our way of life, our culture, our people, to each other. New Orleans, the greatest city on earth, I love you.
Yeah, New Orleans, I love you too. Hi, it's Mickey, slipping you a Mickey. Hope y'all are doing well. That was my buddy Juice, yeah, he's so good. I played that song for a very specific reason, because I have a super special guest here. A little background, so Juice plays horn with Soul Rebels. Soul Rebels are playing next weekend at the coolest, funkiest festival in all of New Orleans. And, like, New Orleans is known for festivals. But I have to say, hands down, NOLA Funk Fest is the winner. And my very special guest, Chris Berry, is the head. If I don't kill him by choking him out with my candle, he will actually be the head of NOLA Funk Fest. Hi.
Thank you for having me, Mickey. It's great to be here.
Yeah, and you're supposed to say that was a great song, right?
It is a wonderful song, and I really have never heard it before. I dig the lyrics, and I dig the message.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to blow out the candle. I guess it is poor form to choke my guests to death before they've even had a chance to be on the show. So, anyway, now it's just smoking. That's okay. That's okay. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. Thank you.
Let me know if you need more water.
Okay.
So, Chris, full disclosure, does not drink. All my listeners know that I'm kind of a lush, but I'm not gonna make you drink. I got you some water. I'm just gonna make you talk about how this whole amazing thing came along, but not quite yet. We're gonna make the listeners listen and wait for it.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's that anticipation thing.
Okay.
Like we're building up the anticipation.
All right.
But I will let you leave them with one super cool thought. Like, who are you most excited? You probably can't say who you're most excited to see, but.
Well, I mean, I can. The combination of George Porter and Leo Nocentelli with Stanton Moore and Ivan Neville is a never-before, once-in-a-lifetime combo. I hope it's not once-in-a-lifetime. I hope these four will play the Meters music more and that we'll start something that they can spread around, because as you know and I know, the Meters are the sound of New Orleans. You can't go anywhere in this town without hearing them.
This is true. But also, I kind of say that about Stanton Moore because he's the drummer for Galactic.
Certainly. And Ivan is the keyboard player for Dumpster Funk. And and they're doing very well on their own. And I certainly don't think they're going to take off the four of them and just form this band. But I do hope that they hit again together, the four of them, here and there, because I think people want to hear this music. I grew up in New Orleans with this music. I'm born and bred, 13th Ward, Uptown Ruler. And it is, I think, the fabric of who we are. Walk down Decatur Street, go to the airport, go around anywhere in the city, and it won't be too long, any restaurant you're in, you're going to hear a Meter song come on.
This is true. I know that last year, Stanton Moore played with, I do not know the name of the band that he played with.
Stanton Moore has his own band.
Okay, then maybe that was...
That he plays the drums, and he plays with a great guitarist whose name is escaping me right now, who is not from New Orleans, but the two of them have a band together, and their band played the Funk Fest.
Okay, so that's probably who. It was still Daylight.
It I was think. Daylight yes. when that show hit.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
They were amazing. All right, so let's let the peoples have some music real quick, and then we'll come back, and then we'll chat.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, folks, sit back, relax, and enjoy. We'll be right back. Unknown Mortal Orchestra and Thought Balloon. I have a thought balloon right now. I'm thinking about all the fun that I'm going to be having next weekend at Nola Funk Fest. like it's like, boom. Oh my gosh, last year was so amazing. I mean, well, of course, you know, you started it. But hi, Chris.
Hello?
Chris Berry is here with me. So tell us, give us just a little background. This is the second year.
It is. The Funk Fest is a child, if you will, of the Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience. It's a museum under development to tell the story of Louisiana music from Congo Square until today. 120,000 square feet worldwide institution across the street from the convention center. And the goal of the Funk Fest is to leave people with an impression and give people a taste of what the museum is going to be able to offer when it opens up. We are a not-for-profit, and we're started from a Mardi Gras group that I'm the captain of. It's called the Funky Tux Group. We parade the Funky Tux, the Funky Fox, the Love Child, and the Funky Uncle Lounge in the Crew of Tux Parade.
And fun.
During COVID, we have a float called the Funky Uncle, which has a rolling sound stage. It has a truss system and studio quality music, so subwoofers installed underneath it, and it delivers in a whole block radius a wonderful sound during Mardi Gras. During the parade, nobody else does this kind of live amplified band in Mardi Gras. But it also is a plug-and-play stage. You can bring it anywhere you want, plug a generator into it, put a band on it, and have a good time. We had been giving away, as a charity, free music for small fairs and festivals before COVID. Pretty entrenched in aspects of the music business in New Orleans. COVID happened. Didn't know what to do, but wanted to help musicians and gig workers. So a couple of friends of mine and I in the group got together, and we started doing a live broadcast from the Tux Den from the Funky Uncle called Fridays from the Funky Uncle or Funky Uncle Live. We started April the 3rd, 2020. We did it every week for 2 years, 106 weeks. We streamed a 60-minute show of a live band and 20 minutes worth of an interview.
Love.
All of them can be seen online. You can go to YouTube and you can see any of the 106 episodes, or our website is www.thefunkyuncle.live. And we raised $1 million and helped 942 gig workers. And during this period of time, became super immersed in the life of musicians and gig workers. And somewhere along the lines of late 2020, we started thinking, it is amazing that we've got this huge natural resource in New Orleans, and the people who perpetuate it suffer greatly financially.
True.
And in addition, we leave it on Bourbon Street under a bottle of beer and with a chicken wrapper on it, rather than polishing it up like one of the prettiest diamonds in the world and putting it on a beautiful ring for everybody to come and see. And so the idea is that we will take this amazing heritage, the most significant heritage in the United States of a music history, that is what's happened here down by the river and throughout parts of the state. We will preserve it, we'll use it to educate and inspire the future, and at the same time, we will monetize that museum, that history, by doing it in the modern current way that music museums make money and profit, and we will be the largest buyer of music in the town based on the way that we're going to put it together, all the biggest thrower of private parties and events right by the convention center, and we will take that money. We will not only set the stage for being the example in town of how to pay industry workers, artists, and people who work behind the scenes, but we'll also take our profits and invest it in supporting venues and supporting education as to why cover chargers should be there, why they should be higher, why you don't really want your music free and on the backs of people who can't put two nickels together or gas in their car or buy insurance for their family, health care, et cetera. And so the long-term goal of this museum project, 20, 25 years, is to basically transform the music industry in the city of New Orleans. one step at a time. And the first step is to show people what we could do when we get open. That's why we decided to have Funk Fest last year. Funk Fest comes with a multiple genre programming. Last year we did an exhibit on Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew. Never been done before, called I Found My Thrill. It stayed at the Jazz Museum for 11 months. It's now moving to the African American Museum in Monroe. And then we'll make its way around the state to partner museums after that. One of our charges is to bring the content all around. We are opening this year for the second Funk Fest, Shake Your Hips, which is an exhibit that tells the Louisiana blues story. No one has ever done a significant exhibit on the Louisiana blues story. We're doing that. Our curator, Bob Centelli, who developed 10 music museums, including the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the three Grammy museums, Paul Allen's MoPop. He's currently doing the Bruce Springsteen archives. He is our curator. He's been the captain of this ship the whole last 3 years.
Love it.
Working on this with Dave Cunion, who is the curator of the Jazz Museum. They're combining their talents for this exhibit. We have a show on Friday night that is designed to tell the story of Louisiana blues from the beginning until now, from the stage. We also have two symposia on Saturday and Sunday designed to take a deeper look into some subtopics of the blues in a genre that we're going to use in the exhibit that has storytelling but music sprinkled in a way that's educational, not scripted, light, but also entertaining. On Saturday, we are doing harmonica players featuring the great Bobby Rush, who's going to be there. And on Sunday, we're doing women in the blues. We have Irma Thomas and Marsha Ball, who are going to be on that panel and performing. And then, of course, we have 3 days worth of music on three stages.
Yes. Now, you gave us some highlights. We've got to wrap this up, but I do want you to tell me about the kid.
Well, you're talking about River Eckert.
Yes.
Who just turned 15 on Wednesday this past week. He is the son of Jake Eckert, great musician from New Orleans. He is going to be, you know, you have the list of Professor Longhair, Alan Toussaint, and James Booker of great piano players from New Orleans. Harry Connick Jr. goes on that list. Also on that list is now River Eckert. He will be thought of as a king of the piano like they are not too much longer from now. I can't imagine what he will do over his lifetime and the contributions that he's made. He's got a new song out called Pass the Torch. He played last year on the Passing the Torch stage, which we had at the Funk Fest for Loyola Anoka kids. He wasn't yet a Anoka student, although he is now, because he wasn't old enough to go to Anoka when he played the Passing the Torch stage. But he's now playing the main stage. He will be opening up on Saturday at noon on the main stage. His song, Pass the Torch, is out on all the streaming channels. You ought to get it and listen to it.
Oh,
it's
he's
amazing.
Great.
He's got Ivan Neville singing on it with him.
Yeah. Wow. That's so amazing. And I cannot wait. Like, normally I want my weekend to go really super slow. This weekend, though, I want to go super fast so that I can zoom through the week and then start my Funk Fest festivities. Funk Fest festivities.
Well, I hope you will be there at 1 o'clock on Friday when we start, because we have something very special, just like we did last year. As you know, Russell Batiste is a huge member of our funk community. He passed away right before the Funk Fest. He was scheduled to play a couple of different times at the Funk Fest, in addition with several of his family. Big part of the Funky Uncle experience that we've had for years. And we decided to dedicate the second line that opens the festival to him last year.
Wow.
And now we're making it the Russell Batiste Memorial Second Line. And we will start that at 1 o'clock with the original Panettes Brass Band, the Le Bon Ton, Baby Dolls, High Steppers. And we will second line around the Jazz Museum to open the festival in honor of Russell. And then we'll get kicked off with the first set at 2 o'clock. Soul Project will be on the main stage.
Wow. No words. I got to, you know, and my listeners know that is very rare for me because I talk a lot. but yeah, I just cannot, I can't wait. I'm going to work 20 hours a day, every day up until Friday.
Right.
So then that way I can leave, you know, my like day job early.
Yes.
To be there for that.
Be there at 1 o'clock,
yeah.
Please.
Oh,
and then it just
so great.
Continues at a great high level after that.
And oh,
the
yeah.
The power of what we have lineup-wise this year is absolutely significant. We doubled our talent budget from 2023 to 2024. We had a great festival last year.
Yeah.
We've sold 50% plus or minus more tickets this year than we did last year already. We've still got another week to go to sell
tickets. Well, I think that a lot of that's thanks to me.
Well, thank
and
you then.
So, you're welcome. Anything I can do. Tell us real quick where people can get tickets, information, all that good stuff.
NolaFunkFest.com. It's got everything you need to know.
And VIP still available?
Yep. Still have some VIP. Still
okay.
have some super VIP. If you want to go to the symposiums, the exhibit opening party, and the show, as well as get a special a super VIP
and hang out
area,
with me.
And hang out with you guys.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's only super, super VIP, super, super VIP for me. But, you know.
Yes.
You can meet me, Mickey, if you're there. I'll be tagging along behind Chris, like holding up his coattails and being like, I know him. Well, it's so awesome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come be on this show.
Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate it. And listeners, I'm going to be reading your listener emails when we come back. So keep listening right here on Slippin' You a Mickey.
Ocean. I am The sun breaks the morning and lifts up the day. Such a wonderful sight. Watch and anticipate the beginning of a usual day.
We'll be right back. So you travel around this country, you looking for your Holy Ghost. And what you gonna find? Is it somewhere where you like to hide? So you run around your ego, you run around your Gold Coast. You know you got the time, because this prison is our own design. So you're thinking of your future, you're thinking of some old past, and it's your time to shine. So what you gonna go and leave behind? And there's no one to be in with, there's nothing left downstairs. Oh, when you feel despair, oh, what's your method to get out of there? So where are you from, son? And are you a troubled one? And if so, come under my wing. Now what's your story? And is there glory to pay? Cause that's the only way I'll pay.
Mickey. What's up, folks? Yeah, how cool was Chris Berry? Like, wow. Like, I know the coolest freaking people. And you'll notice that I behaved. I did not cuss the whole time, because he's like, he doesn't strike me like as a cusser. He doesn't drink. So I feel like he's pretty straight. So I moderated myself just so he did not feel terribly uncomfortable. I said that I was going to read some of y'all's comments. Yeah, you like that, don't you? And, of course, I'm having trouble. What the fuck? All right, there we go. What the fuck? Damn it. All right, hang on. Hang on. I'm getting there. Maybe. I don't know. Oh, Jesus. Take the wheel. Okay, so, well, let's see. All right. So, last week, I asked you guys what your secret was. I told y'all mine. And, you know, honestly, I didn't get a lot of people telling me what their secrets were, I guess because they were afraid that I was going to, you know, say them over the air, and of course I would. And I'm going to right now. But this one's not really bad. This is actually kind of cool. And this one is from Samantha Goes Rogue. Hell yeah, Samantha, you go rogue, bitch. I didn't mean to call you bitch. I'm sorry. Sorry. Samantha Goes Rogue. Thank you for commenting. I've got a secret. I pretend to like the local radio my friends listen to, but I really just wait until I can put on your show. Oh, hell yeah, Samantha. You are going rogue. You're always on point, and I never know what wild track you'll play next. Hell fucking yeah. It's like a surprise every time. Oh, yeah. I like to keep you guys guessing, to be real honest with you. Samantha is from Colorado. Oh, here we go. I did have quite a few people say that I am very entertaining. Even when I drop those F-bombs. Yeah, fuck yeah. I'm trying to find this really great one. Let's see. Mickey, you're literally saving me from FM radio misery. The stuff they play here is trash, but you? Yeah. You've got me guessing what crazy tune's next. I listen on my way home from work every day, zoning out and loving it. Keep dropping the fire. Oh, yes, I will, Cassie. Thank you. Thank you for listening. All right. Damn it. All right. Let me regroup here. I'm trying to, let's see. Where is this? This one was like so good. They're honestly, they're all super good. Oh, here we go. All right. Reese. I'm going to go with Reese. Rise. From Bristol, England. How you doing, mate? Oh, that's Australian. I'm so fucking stupid. I guess you won't be putting any shrimp on the barbie, will you? Okay, so. Killing it. I'm in the UK, and I can't stand the repetitive nonsense on FM radio here. Your music picks are such a breath of fresh air. Every time I listen, I'm transported, wondering what weird and wonderful track's gonna drop next. Oh, well, yeah. And the way you just casually drink on air and curse, legend, all caps. Oh, fuck, yeah. Reese. I'm sorry I'm butchering your name. Mind the gap. I don't want to assume your gender, but you fucking rock. All you guys fucking rock so hard. Like, I just love y'all. Like, for real, though. Let's see. Butcher playlist. Yeah, this is from Keisha. Every track is fire. I love that you actually take the time to read what people say. It makes us feel like we're all in this together. Keep it up. Thank you, Keisha. I will. And I did have this one kind of like made me cry a little bit. This is from Dave in Texas. Mickey, I was working construction for a company that did not care about us at all. Long breaks or long hours. I can't read. No breaks. No respect. I listened to you in my headphones just to get through the day. And honestly, you gave me the courage to leave. I finally quit And though I don't have a new job yet, it feels like a weight is off my shoulders. You're fearless, Mickey. And one day, I hope to have that same confidence. Well, I don't even know what to say to that. Like, I'm so honored that you guys, I'm humbled that y'all take the time out of your busy days to listen to my insanely stupid blather and my fucking cuss words and my drinking and all of that. I mean, I love you guys. Yeah, and we are all in this together. And I love reading your emails and your messages and your comments, so keep them coming. And again, we are at solid number 2, which is somehow extremely fitting is what I'm thinking. But yeah, guys, fuck yeah. I say that as I take a big swig of my reposado. Yeah. Tequila, I'm drinking it straight out of the bottle, y'all. I'm not scared. Bear with me just a moment. I would, I'd have cheers if I had anybody to cheers with, but I don't because I'm a sad little lonely person. I'm not even a fucking cat lady. Like, I'm not even a lonely cat lady because I don't even have a fucking cat. I'm just a me hanging out with you guys, and that's all I fucking need. But, you know, on the low, any of you guys are available, hit me up. You can text me. No, you can't text me. I don't know. You can email me. How about that? SlippinYouMickey@gmail.com. Or you can smash that comment button and tell me how much you love me. I mean, honestly, I need it. I am so needy. I don't know what it is. Like, do you guys feel that way? Like, do you feel kind of just like meh, like all the time, basically? I truly feel meh pretty much 90% of the day. But doing this show, like, I don't know. I love this. I love this show. I love taking the time to pick out the songs. I'm like, yeah, they're gonna love this one. Or, yeah, I love this one, so they'll love it. Maybe they've never heard it. Hopefully 90% of this you've never heard before. Yeah, I'm just, fucking, I don't know, I guess because I had the guest on, I didn't get to blather as much as I normally would, and so now I'm just like, going off the rails. But anyway, guys, you guys rock, and I will be back to say goodbye in uno momento. Thank you. Hi. Whoops. Yeah. I mean, you know, I had to fuck up something, right? All right, guys. Yeah, it's the end of our show again. My show and our time. What? Like, I can't even talk. I don't know. You get me, though. You know better than to expect anything even remotely professional out of me, and I love that about you guys. Thank you very much. Like, I would feel so shit. I mean, y'all are sending me comments, and you're like, Jesus, Mickey, you fucking suck. Get it together. I mean, I should get it together, but, you know, hey, posture. Still on point. So I've decided that I want to start giving love advice, which is really funny because my love life is non-existent, but I feel like I could do a better job with you guys. So, why don't you comment, like, ask me your questions. I will read them on air, but I will not say your name. I promise. This, I can swear to you, I will not rat you guys out. And maybe you're in some shit relationship. I mean, I can definitely speak on those because, honestly, it seems like every relationship I seem to get in turns to shit. And I don't know why. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just toxic. Have you ever thought that about yourself? Like you keep getting in when these toxic relationships, maybe you're the one. Have you ever thought that? Like, I'm kind of, coming to that realization that maybe I'm the toxic one. I mean, go figure, right? I seem to be such a merry sunshine and all. Like, who would think that? But, so comment. Hit that comment button or email me, slipinyourmickey@gmail.com, and I will respond if you include your email address. Or I'll respond to you on air. Like, whatever. But thank you guys for hanging out with me for another show. I just love y'all. Just love the fuck out of you guys. Yeah. So, keep it up. Meet me back here same time next week, and, yeah, we'll do all the things all over again. Yeah, peace out.